That was beautiful and serene. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio with violinist Donbi Oum and pianist Amy Yang. They're performing highlights or a preview of Donbi's astral recital, which takes place on Sunday at 3 at the American Philosophical Society. Donbi, it's great to have you back in Philadelphia. I understand you live in New York now.
Yes, I've been living in New York for the last 4 years, but I grew up in Philadelphia actually for the most of my childhood. I was here from age 10 to 18, so
right,
kind of like my second home.
You came to Curtis when you were 10 years old.
Yeah.
What was that like as a 10-year-old to come to Philadelphia? You were born in Korea and started playing violin when you were 2 and a half, you said.
Yes, something like that. So I was born in Korea, but I lived in Canada for 2 years prior to coming here, so it wasn't so much of a change in terms of like the language and stuff. I had two years of prep work, I guess, for that. And my teacher in Canada also graduated from Curtis, so it was him who actually wanted me to attend Curtis, and I didn't know what Curtis was, or was I even interested in anything like that, because I was only 10. So actually my mom didn't tell me it was an audition. She just said, oh, we're going to Philadelphia. They just want to hear you play because they like you, or something like that. So it was, so I didn't really feel the pressure when I did the audition. I was kind of like, well, I'll see you in September.
Do you remember what you played?
Yes, I played Mendelssohn Concerto, Mozart Fifth Concerto, Bach G Minor Sonata, and Paganini Caprice Number 13.
Wow. Well, Curtis is like a family. Amy is also a Curtis alum, right? Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So now your life is so busy. You're playing in recital. You're playing competitions. You're playing with orchestras. You're playing with chamber music. What's the best thing about your life right now?
Well, I guess when I think about what's the best thing, I wouldn't say that all parts of it is great, because it, like, the traveling can get really tiring and stuff. But, you know, like, there's probably about 5 to 10% of things that I do which is so enjoyable, which is actually being on stage and being able to actually express what I would like to express, not having to use words, which is not always my strong point. So that part is great. I wouldn't say that some of the other parts they're not as glamorous as one would imagine.
Well, it's all about the music, then.
Yeah.
So what are we going to hear now?
Now we'll play the first movement of Brahms' G major sonata, number 1.
Great.
Thank you.
Wow. If you're just joining us, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio with violinist Don B. And pianist Amy Yang, and that was music by Brahms. And you mentioned that no matter what else is going on in life, you can pour your emotions into that music, and it was so heartfelt, and I think as listeners, we also are taken on a journey when you play like that. That's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
When you put together a recital, you're putting together your astral recital, you're a winner of the 2015 National Auditions. So your recital is Sunday at the American Philosophical Society, and you're playing a variety of works. How do you put together a recital like this? What kind of music do you want to choose?
Well, I usually try to have some kind of a theme so it doesn't seem like complete, like random pieces. But of course, they're completely comprised of the pieces that I love because I have a complete control over what I play. And there are certain artists from the older generation that I just really love. And one of the artists is actually Tasha Seidel. He's not as well known as Heifetz, but he's right up there. I love his playing. I love the young Yehudi Menuhin. There's Joseph Hasid. So there are probably about five or six artists that I love their playing, and I listen to a lot of their recordings. And there are many pieces that I probably like the pieces because of the way they play. So that's kind of one way of me to do my research about what to play. And in terms of actually putting together a program, for this recital, I wanted to kind of showcase the violin in the most lyrical way, but not just like beautiful singing way, but each work that I play in the program showcases the lyricism of the violin in many different ways. So the first piece I'll be playing, which the first movement that I just played now, which is the Korngold, that's very sultry. It's very very romantic. It takes you back to the Hollywood era. And the one that comes after that is Sonata Number 3 by George Enescu. He was one of the most influential Romanian violinists of the 20th century. And his music is like there's so much like piangendo, like crying out, and all this like glissando. So there are many different ways of expressing oneself, and so that's how I usually choose the pieces. And of course, Brahms is very introverted, very reflective, and the Wagner is very kind of like the outpouring of the heart, and Kreisler is Kreisler.
So it shows the different aspects of the violin and also all the different emotions that you can portray.
Kind of what I wanted to show in terms of choosing the pieces.
And the recital will be at the American Philosophical mm-hmm. Society. Have you been there before?
I mean, when I was growing up here, I went to many concerts there. A lot of the PCMS concerts are held there. I also did a Marlboro tour a couple of years ago, and that was one of the concerts that we did. So, yeah, a couple times.
Okay. Well, so the last piece is what?
We'll be playing the Album Blot by Wagner. It's also called the Album Leaf or Romance. So it was actually originally written for solo piano. And then it was arranged by the very famous violinist of the time, August Wilhelm. And Wagner wrote it actually as a thank you piece for a Viennese princess. Can't remember the name of her, but she was also a very generous donor of his music. And so it's very sweet and very like serene, but it wouldn't be Wagner if he didn't add the theatrical flair, which you will hear in the middle parts. It can get pretty hectic and virtuosic.
We look forward to it. Thank you. Beautiful. Wow, you could really hear the range of emotions, the tenderness and the drama. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, now that you're back in Philadelphia, yeah, for the weekend at least, are there any favorite Philadelphia spots you want to stop in on?
Well, I haven't been living here in the last probably 10 years, so things have changed. And actually, the place that I used to go a lot was Little Pete's, which is at the corner of, well, it used to be on, I think, on 17th and Walnut, and it's a 24-hour place. I would just burger up, milkshake, all that, but actually closed down. So I would have to look for new places. I don't really have plans yet, so we'll see.
Well, I guess you're busy. And a reminder that Donbi Oom and Amy Yang will be performing Donbi Oom's Astral Recital. That's Sunday, January 27th, this Sunday, at 3 o'clock at the American Philosophical Society at 427 Chestnut Street. It's very exciting. I hope you have a chance to relax and discover some new places in Philadelphia. But thank you so much for coming in and sharing some of these highlights with us. It's been great to have you.
Thank you for having us.